Saturday will be the 14th annual Burkhart Insurance Vincennes City Cleanup. And here with me this morning to talk about that from Burkhart Insurance, Spencer Burkhart, Darren Cantwell. Gentlemen, first of all, good morning to you both.
Good morning. Thanks for having us.
Appreciate you guys coming out here this morning and talking about this. And it's a great event because for those who aren't familiar, it's a great way to get Vincennes cleaned up and to help raise money for nonprofit groups.
Exactly. So we have nonprofit groups, or we have any group show up, and then they can designate a nonprofit, and we will contribute $10 per bag of trash picked up to that nonprofit group.
That's something else. That's pretty good. Now, how many groups have we got signed up right now?
Right now, we've got 17 teams signed up, and our deadline was actually April 27th to sign up, but we're still taking teams right up to the morning of this Saturday, May 5th, from 9 to 12 when it starts. So it's not too late to sign up if you want to help pick up some trash.
Wow, and this is the 14th year.
14th year, yeah. So we started this back when the agency was actually on Willow Street, just to kind of, I think the first couple years was just trying to clean up Willow Street, and then it's branched out, and we've actually branched out into other communities as well in the past. But we got the big focus in on Vincennes, mostly because of what's coming up down the pipeline in Vincennes with the Rendezvous and other events, you know, downtown events as well.
Wow, that's great. And so how has this kind of evolved over the years? You know, you would think it's just the same old event, but I mean, it's kind of grown, hasn't it, over the years?
Yeah, it has. We're actually located now on at 16 North First Street, and downtown is in Vincennes is really, really becoming a beautiful part of town, and we're just trying to help keep that going and keep the trash picked up. Like Spencer had mentioned, you know, we've got the Rendezvous May 26th and 27th, which draws a huge crowd from all over. So if any trash that we can get picked up and just, you know, beautify the city even more, that's kind of the goal. So
absolutely. And you guys were saying now this is in Vincennes, but it's not necessarily just for groups in Vincennes or Knox County.
Correct. So we've got some groups, you know, outside of the city. We don't want this to be a barrier by any means. We don't want this to be just for Vincennes or just for Knox County or just for the state of Indiana. That's one reason we're talking over here today is, you know, we would welcome Lawrenceville or any other groups. You know, we've got a lot of National Honor Society groups from the high schools over there that come over and they pick up. And so we're not just giving money out to just Knox County groups. I mean, we would be more than happy to, you know, donate towards other non-for-profit groups over here as well. So. Yeah. Last year, we ended up having, I think, 16 teams.
I think 16.
So we're up a team this year. And so total last year, we ended up 169 trash bags of trash, which ended up handing out $1,690 to those not-for-profit groups.
That is impressive. That is impressive. You were telling me that one of the impressive things about this, it's the groups themselves and the various ages.
Yeah, so we've got, you know, Good Sam, Good Samaritan Hospital puts together a team each year. We've got Troop 203 Boy Scouts, which are, you know, a lot of the young guys that come out and help pick up trash. You know, there's many of them. Like Spencer mentioned, we've got the South Knox National Honor Society that puts together a team each year. The Knox County Parks and Recreation Department. It's just all ages come out and come together to help for the cause. So.
And this is going to be rain or shine, right?
Correct. So last year we had a little bit of rain in the morning, but we always operate rain or shine. And if it's raining, we'll open up the big garage door in the front there of the office. But it looks like, looking at the forecast, I know we still got a couple days and we got the rain today, but it looks like Saturday is going to be a beautiful day for it and good weather, which is always good. We always get better turnouts as well.
Well, that's what we're hoping for, that you guys get a nice turnout. So you mentioned, again, this is not necessarily just for Vincennes or Knox County. So if somebody's listening right now and they want to get involved with this, their group, how can they get a hold of you guys?
Best option would be to go ahead and probably call our office, which is 812-882-3600. Usually we take sign-ups through the Knox County Chamber of Commerce, but we'll kind of skip that avenue now since it's getting a little bit closer to the deadline or closer to the time. But, yeah, go ahead and give our office a call. Chelsea Holscher, she's up front. She will take the call and get you signed up. And we've got certain street designations for some groups, but if you want somewhere you want to clean up compared to others, we can see if we can work that in if it's not taken already.
Okay, that's coming up this Saturday. It is the 14th annual Burkhart Insurance Vincennes City Cleanup. Again, Spencer Burkhart, Darren Cantwell joining me this morning talking about the event. And again, They can get a hold of them at 812-882-3600. Gentlemen, thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Appreciate it. We thank you very much. And like I said, just get a hold of us if you're interested. We'll provide the bags and the gloves and everything, and you just need to contact us to get signed up.